On Saturday, a meeting titled New Evangelizers for the New Evangelization, The Word of God Grows and Spreads, organized by the Pontifical Council for Promoting New Evangelization, takes place here at the Vatican. Held in the new Synod Hall, the meeting starts with a report by the Council President, Archbishop Rino Fisichella, and will proceed with discussion among church leaders involved in new evangelization. Saturday afternoon, the meeting will continue in the Paul VI Hall with a series of interventions by guest speakers, followed by a short concert by world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli. Pope Benedict XVI is due to join participants and address the meeting later Saturday evening.
Ma il primo è quello di presentare al Santo Padre almeno i rappresentanti di tutte le realtà ecclesiali che da diverso tempo fanno nuova evangelizzazione.
Speaking to Vatican Radio, Archbishop Fisichella states that the aim of the meeting is to present the representatives of the various church realities who for some time now have been carrying out new evangelization to Pope Benedict. As a practical example of the work they do, on Saturday evening following the meeting with the Pope, the different groups and ecclesial realities will then go out onto the streets of Rome, to its historic squares and churches, to carry out the work of new evangelization. Archbishop Fisichella points out that many of these groups already have vast experience in this field. He says they will give the city of Rome a visible sign of a new evangelization, and he says we hope their efforts will bear fruit.
Perché in questo modo si fa conoscere la parola di Dio e aumentano i discepoli del Signore.
In the Italian prelate's opinion, the meeting is one of many contributions in the lead-up to the 2012 Synod of Bishops on New Evangelization, because he says it will help bishops around the world to understand that new evangelization has already been going on for quite some time. He says it was not born just because the Holy See established a new department, but that for over 27 years, blessed Pope John Paul II provoked the Church in every possible way into recognizing the urgent need for new evangelization. Archbishop Fisichella continues that Pope Benedict XVI, with a truly prophetic act, instituted the Pontifical Council because he wanted the different realities, those that already exist and those that will arise in the future, to find a common point of reference, in short, a concrete expression of the service of the Pope for the Church in favour of evangelization.
Guardi, ci sono alcuni ambiti che verranno esplicitati proprio a partire anche dall'instrumentum laboris che noi avremo.
Archbishop Fisichella says this Saturday's meeting will also reflect on the Synod lineamenta, or guidelines, with particular attention to the role of the family, which Archbishop Fisichella says obviously must always take first place. Other areas will include the liturgy, commitment and action in the field of politics, culture, mass media and social communications. However, he says, special focus will be given to immigration. For new evangelization, says the Italian Archbishop, this is certainly a factor to be taken seriously, because we have millions of Christians on the move in different countries, bringing with them not only the richness of their Christian experience, but who also come to meet the challenges which Europe in particular, but also the United States, present with regards to secularization.
L'Europa, in modo particolare, o gli Stati Uniti, forniscono da questa prospettiva di secolarizzazione.
This Saturday's meeting, together with the Lent 2012 campaign Mission Metropolis, aimed to reinforce that evangelization is the very mission of the Church and that it has been going on for over 2,000 years, but in the words of Archbishop Fisichella, needs to find a new language, a new lifestyle, one that is respectful but has a deeply rooted identity.
Però un nuovo linguaggio. Deve avere dei nuovi stili di vita.
The Church, concludes Archbishop Fisichella, needs evangelizers who have a profound sense of belonging to the Church and the Christian community, but at the same time who are open to others, and also who have a good dose of joy and enthusiasm, which is never a bad thing.
Una grande dose di entusiasmo e di gioia che non stona mai.
I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.